You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
I've got a special guest online, all the way from Deborah over there in Queensland. And a big hello to Kelly Dixon. Hello, Kelly. Are you there, Kelly?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
Oh, pretty good for an old girl.
Well, I'm only a young bloke.
Well, that's good. So am I. I'm not overly old yet, but I'm getting there. Now, listen, we haven't sort of heard very much about you, but you're from Deborah in Queensland?
No, I'm only visiting friends in Deborah.
Oh, you're only visiting?
I'm from a place called Mundubbera in Queensland.
Right.
Now, west of Bundaberg.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know some people over there in Bundaberg. But, great to have your company tonight on 1FM. Now, you're a singer, you're a songwriter, you're a bush poet, and also a writer of 4 books. Tell us a bit about it.
That's me.
That's you.
Why do you think I'm so rich, darling?
Well, there you go. Good on you. You've been kept very busy, and I've got one of your CDs here, and it's rather a good one too. It was given to me, but sent here to the station, and they sort of passed it on to me to do the honours, and I'm sort of grateful to be able to speak to you about it. Now, tell us a bit about the CD that I've got in my hands called Yesterday's Roses.
Well, I can tell you about the song that I wrote, Yesterday's Roses.
That's right, you wrote that one. I've got it actually lined up to play it a little bit later on.
I'll tell you the background behind it if you'd like to hear that.
All right, well, certainly do. Go for it.
In 1997, my wife and I were coming back from Tom Price in Western Australia.
Yep.
Coming back to our cattle property on the Queensland Northern Territory border at Camarweel.
Oh, okay.
As we crossed the Fitzroy River crossing in West Australia, when we got on the Catherine side of the Fitzroy River, laying in the water table drain was a bunch of beautiful red roses. It looked like a bouquet had been thrown out of a passing car.
Really? Yes.
And as I saw it, I started singing. I said, yesterday's roses were withered and faded this evening. My wife said, what's that? I said, didn't you see that? She said, what? I said, there's a bunch of roses laying. So I backed the toy out of the back and showed her. Oh, she said, incredible. And within 35, I pulled over off the side of the road, and in 35 minutes, the song was finished.
Well, there you go.
Then I gave it to a couple at their behest. They were going in to record.
Yep.
And I gave them the song on condition it was entered at Tamworth for the Song of the Year. They agreed to that. And the night before the official launch of the CD, old mate came home, and the Dear John letter was on the table. His wife, who was singing the song with him, left a goodbye letter to say that she was leaving him for another man who used to make her laugh more. So that the song was never, ever officially released.
Right.
And then when Glenn Albrecht and his partner Vanessa Sanger were looking for songs, I gave them Yesterday's Roses. And so far, everyone thinks it's a pretty good song, and I'm quite pleased about that.
Fantastic. That sounds pretty good.
That's how the song happened, Rosa.
So you're a man of many talents.
That's why I'm so rich.
Oh, well, there you go. I don't want to know that. Might have to ask for a loan.
Not tonight, Josephine.
Well, now tell me a little bit. You wrote the song when you told us all about it. Now, who are the couple that the CD is called Image Mirror Image Duo? And,
yes.
Glenn and also Vanessa.
Yes, they're a wonderful, wonderful pair of entertainers. Glenn plays the most remarkable lead guitar. And Vanessa is an accomplished six-string player with a beautiful voice.
Really, yep.
They've got a cattle property outside of Gympie. And Glenn is unwell at the moment. He's pretty sick at the moment. But they're a wonderful pair of entertainers. They have... they hold country music festivals about 3 times a year on the property, and they get a hell of a crowd that turns up there because the venue itself is so good, but because Glenn has such a perfect stage setup and the perfect sound gear equipment, and he's very good with the sound gear.
Whereabouts over there? It's in Gympie, of course, no doubt.
It's 27 k's west of Gympie.
27 k's. That sounds pretty good. Yep. And how many people do you normally get there? Quite a lot?
Anywhere from 300 to 700.
That's pretty good going.
Yep.
More than we get down here at some of the shows. That's fantastic. Do you ever get to Mildura or Tamworth?
I used to, Rosa, but I stopped going there in 2000. I just, the trip was becoming too tiring, too far away.
Yes.
And the noise in the street down there, it just got on top of us. You know, you meet a friend in the street and you can't have a conversation because the buskers have got their amps turned up that loud.
Yeah.
And it becomes so commercial, the whole town gears its prices to festival week, and they charge the earth for a pie or a meal or a litre of petrol. Everyone just stings you. So we got sick of it.
Yeah.
And Mildura is a long, long, long way past Tamworth, as you know.
Yes. Yeah. I normally go to Mildura. I've been to Tamworth about 3 times, and I thought that was enough.
Yeah, that'll be enough.
It's too hot.
Oh, it is just stinking hot there.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Mildura I didn't mind, and we were supposed to go there again this year, but of course they cancelled due to the COVID, and no shops were open or anything, so we pulled the pin and thought, well, okay, we'll let it go for another day. But I enjoy the country music, and I mean, I enjoy listening, and I play a lot of country music, and I like to support artists as well, that especially if they don't get heard often enough, and as I said, I haven't heard of these people before. And I'm happy to be able to play it, especially in my program on a Sunday night. I mean, I do 3 shows a week, so it gets a lot of airplay. But we certainly enjoy it. But thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to give us the seat who we played here. And any time we can help in any way, just let us know.
Thank you very much, Rosa. It's very kind of you.
And we'll certainly give our love to the couple that's on the album there. That's Glenn and also Vanessa.
Yes, I will.
Their face looks very familiar, but I don't know whether I've seen them up anywhere else, but if they've come up this way, I don't know. But the CD sounds good, and we'll certainly play it here on 1FM. And I have got that song, Yesterday's Roses, ready to play. And good. I looked at it and I thought, that sounds good. My name's Rosa, so why not? But, look, Kelly, thanks so much for the opportunity to be able to speak with us and tell us a bit about the song and the CD, and we'll certainly do what we can to promote it a little bit. But,
Thank you kindly. Thank you very
kindly. And thanks for your phone call tonight. And we'll talk to you again, hopefully, you never know when, on 1FM Live and Local.
All the best to your listeners too.
Thank you, Kelly, and you take care, and all the best with the CD as well.
Thank you very much, Rosa. Thank you.
You're on 1FM Live and Local, and you're with Rosa tonight. Sunday Night Country Request is the name of the program. I will play a track from that CD, which is called Yesterday's Roses, and here it is. And the couple that's singing it is Glenn and also Vanessa.
Me. wines to show how I love you, and hope you would feel like I do when we're so far apart. I just want to hold you and tell you my wanderings are over, and I'll be your man if you'll let me back into your heart.
Contracting offer agricultural services right across the Goulburn Valley. We come to your farm and have both round and large square balers. Whether it's mowing, raking, tethering, pit silage, wrapping or harvesting, Norfolk Ag Contracting have the gear and the manpower to get your job done right at some of the GV's best prices. Call for a quote today and book now to beat the rush and avoid disappointment. Call Norfolk Ag Contracting now on 0476 137 216. That's 0476 137 216.
1FM sponsor.
From all here at the Maroopna Golf Club, thank you to the local footballing and greater community for supporting us throughout the pandemic. Whether you're a serious golfer looking to improve your game, or you, your mates, or your family are just looking for a bit of fun, remember, the Maroopna Golf Club is home to the Goulburn Valley's only full-length driving range, open to the public 7 days a week. Have a meal in our bistro with Palmy Nights now on every Thursday. And don't forget to check out our fully stocked and price competitive pro shop for all of your golfing equipment and apparel needs. Thank you, and see you here at the Maroopna Golf Club.
Station sponsor.
Are you downsizing and you're not sure what to do with all of the stuff you've collected over the journey? Do you feel as though some of what you were thinking of getting rid of may be too good to just simply throw away? Well, maybe it is. You may not realise the value of some of your unwanted goods. Barclays Antiques and Collectibles pay you cash for your unwanted goods. Sheds, estates, storage, or even downsized houses. Wherever your excess unwanted goods are or come from, don't just throw them away. Call Barclays Antiques and Collectibles on 0430 977 771. That's 0430 977 771. They'll come to you anywhere in the GV.
1FM sponsor.
Motorists overtaking cyclists too close is one of the biggest concerns cyclists have on our road. We strongly urge motorists to take care when they see a cyclist. Slow down, and when it's safe and no other car is approaching, indicate and overtake, allowing at least 1.5 metres in speed zones over 60 kilometres an hour between the cyclist and the vehicle. Remember that other road users may not be strangers. They are most likely people that you know. They are children, mums, dads, friends, workmates and visitors. It is important for everyone on the road to respect one another.
This message brought to you by sponsors RoadSafe Goulburn Valley.
There's a lot of talk out there about the COVID-19 vaccine. But when it comes to your health,
The one talk you should have is with a doctor or pharmacist. They can answer any questions you have and give you the information you need. So get informed and get vaccinated. Go to coronavirus.vic.gov.au or call 1800 675 398. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.